Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. This would be a good time to turn off your cell phones and put them on silent for the rest of the meeting. And if you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, moving along now to item number three, this discussion on possible action, the approval of the agenda for December the 1st, 2015. Do we have any changes?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Austin's going to walk us through a couple.
Mr. Chairman and Board, I just want to ask that we continue today, item number 18, to the January 5th Commission meeting, and to continue item number 23 to the December 15th County Commission meeting. I want to disclaim that the December 15th County Commission meeting, of course, would be pursuant to an approval to have that meeting at this meeting.
Okay, the 18th continued to, what was the date again?
January 5th.
And the next one?
23 to December 15th.
Item 20. Subject to your approval
of that meeting.
Of the item on the consent agenda, item number 9.
What's happening on 9?
Well, we hope you'll approve 9 as part of the consent agenda.
Okay. Yeah, because we had originally canceled the December 15th meeting because of the holidays.
Yep.
Now we're getting a lot of stuff on the calendar, so we need to have that meeting now.
And that was 18 was the first one we.
Yes.
So what's the date on the 18th?
January 5th.
January.
The first meeting of January.
Any other comment on the approval of today's agenda? Mr. Phillips?
And just for the record, I'll Austin Osborne with Story County Planning for the minutes.
Yeah. Once again, any persons wishing to testify today as you reach the podium, if you'll identify yourself for the record, the clerk can give you the minutes.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips for the record, Virginia City resident. In regards to item number 3, the discussion before the approval of today's agenda for December 1st, 2015, this is a simple typo I discussed with the clerk yesterday. Page 3, item number 11, Palace Restaurant and Saloon, 54 C Street, that should read 54 South C Street, please.
Okay. Noted. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Anyone else have any concerns or questions about today's agenda? All right. Commissioners, if I can get a motion to approve today's agenda with the correction to the address and to the continuation of item 18 to January the 5th of 2016. And the continuation of item number 23 to December the 15th of 2015.
I move to approve the agenda for December 1st, 2015 for those changes.
I'll second that motion.
Moving a second to approve the changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And the motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4. This is discussion of possible action, approval of the minutes for October the 20th of 2015. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes of October the 20th? Mr. Phillips.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, a Story County resident. Item number 4, this is discussion before action on approval of the minutes for the October 20th. 2015 meeting. I'll read my letter real quick into the record here. This is addressed to dear Chairman McBride and Commissioners Gilman and McGuffey. Prior to your approval of the minutes of the October 20th, 2015 meeting, please take a moment and deliberate the following. The Comstock Historic Preservation Area map attached to and part of Story County Code 17.92, mineral exploration, mining, and extraction, in a format large enough to read all of the detail, has not been filed in the office of the county clerk weeks after this board's approval of ordinance number 15-268 on the 20th of October, a clear violation of Nevada's open meeting laws, both civil and criminal, refer to NRS chapters 239 and 241. With respect, Mark Joseph Phillips, and I'll include this as part of today's record.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Austin's prepared to discuss that.
Mr. Osborne?
Chairman, Commissioners, Austin Osborne with Story County Planning for the record. Thank you, Mr. Phillips, for bringing that to our attention. We are in the process of getting that final clean document ready for the clerk's office and just making some little changes that occurred for the meeting. I suspect in the next 5 days or so we'll have that final document to the clerks and fully recorded. At this point, anybody from the public, including Mr. Phillips, is welcome to come to my office and take a look at the actual zoning ordinance that was approved. I'd be happy to share anything with you, including that map.
Okay. Great.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes as these get published for meetings, it's a copy of a copy of a copy.
Mr. Osborne just say I can come into his office and observe the original map itself?
That's correct.
Mr.
I would.
Phillips, do you want to go up to the podium so we can record it?
Thank you, Attorney Langer. It's my understanding that Mr. Osborne has offered that I could come to his office and observe the original Comstock Historic Preservation Area map.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think that was implied as anyone can go to his office.
Well, no, it's part of the ordinance and attached to it. It would be in the physical and legal custody of the clerk's office, so withholding that document from the clerk's office is trouble, but it could be corrected.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Does anyone else have any concerns or comments on the minutes of October the 20th? Hearing none, we got a motion for approval.
I'll move to approve the minutes for October the 20th, 2015.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of October the 20th, 2015. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to the consent agenda. Does anyone have any concerns or questions regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, seeing none. A motion for approval.
I'd like to just make a comment as I look at this. I think it's incredible the amount of company business and licenses that we're doing. Take a look at this item 10, and we're all the way through item HH on this. So our business license program is incredible right now. Worth noting, huh?
That's great.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as submitted this morning.
I'll second that motion.
We're moving to second to approve the consent agenda for today. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 12. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. This is committee and staff reports. Today we have a representative from Nevada Department of Transportation. Thor Dyson is in the audience. Thor, would you like to come up and get things rolling here? And that way you don't have to stay for all the other staff. If you, I'm sure you have other pressing business you need to get on to.
Thank you. Commissioners, I'd also like to have Scott Jolkover from Comstock as well. I believe that one of the questions that everybody wants to know in the community is about State Route 342. And I'm very pleased to say that as we speak, Today, also yesterday, the guardrail subcontractor, which is the main issue, has been working. They worked all day yesterday. I believe they'll be done tomorrow. And once that transpires, a few additional signs, guidepost signs. We've got one pole that's exposed. It's the AT&T pole. We'll have some barrier rail around that. And all I can tell you is we're damn close to opening the road. It could be tomorrow afternoon, if not sometime Thursday morning, weather dependent. Scott, do you want to add anything to that, or is there any questions, concerns that I can address with State Route 342?
It's great. It's great news for everyone involved, especially the people who live in the Gold Hill, Silver City area. I mean, it's been somewhat of an inconvenience to have to go around on the truck route, but I've been down to look at the road myself, and I mean, it's a nicer road than it was before, and it's a great improvement, and we know that you have worked, you know, just tirelessly on this project from day one. You've been involved in everything. Comstock Mining has been a great corporate partner to step up. I think if they wanted to, they could have said, "It's our property, and we're so sorry, but that's just the way it is, and we're not going to do anything." But everything has worked out well. We have a first class road going through there, and everyone involved should be commended. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of staff hours have gone into this on your side, the mine side, and the county side.
So I would like to just follow up that we're essentially 2 to 4 weeks early than what we had predicted, opening the road up. Now, we will be back in the springtime. We still have to do the final wearing course, which is the open grade friction wearing course, and the final striping, which will be probably an epoxy striping, a much better, more vibrant. What's on there now is the structural section. We call it dense grade. And then the striping is temporary striping. We'll touch it as required throughout the winter. But we're ahead of schedule, and we'll be back in the spring. We'll do the final paving. That will go quick. It will probably be less than a day. Open grade's only 3/4 inch thick. And the striping will be 2 weeks after that because we have to let the oil cure. And then that way the oil doesn't track onto the expensive striping, the epoxy striping. And there's some minor concrete work on various areas. As we speak, both Scott and I have our staff to be extremely appreciative and thankful for. It's not me so much. It's my guys and gals that are out on the road, and same with Scott's guys from and gals on Comstock making it a reality to being opened early.
That's great news.
I'd like to send out another personal thank you, but another personal note. And Mr. Dyson and your staff are incredible. We're extending the USA Parkway through the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center today. And with the state responsibility for that roadway, there are issues that come up with property owners along the way. And you folks have been gracious and forthright in solving those. And personal thank you from the county and from my chair. It's been a terrific working relationship. And appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I want to add, too, I know we're in the throes of winter. I am short-staffed right now. I've had some retirements. A couple of people have left. I have shifted a couple of people temporarily that are assigned to Reno crews. They live up here in Virginia City, and I'm stealing them, so to speak, just on a temporary basis until I can get the positions filled here at Story County, here at Virginia City. So be advised that I'm short-staffed, but I'm making adjustments with people that plow snow normally in Reno. I'm asking them to stay up here at VC. Typically, VC gets snow sooner because it's higher than Reno. So I want you to be aware of that. I'm somewhat short-staffed also at USA Parkway. The USA Parkway area that we have responsibility for comes out of Fernley, and I'm moving as quick as I can to fill those positions that are vacant. Everybody wants to go work at USA Parkway because the wages are higher. I get that, but we're doing everything we can. We're being as creative as possible to fill our temporary snowplow drivers for the USA Parkway. Our main focus is I-80, And I've got one or two guys dedicated to make passes onto USA Parkway as well. But it's an adjustment. It's a big, big change for us. We're looking to get additional staff. We're looking to get additional equipment. I've talked with Pat. We are sensitive to the needs out there at USA Parkway, and we're trying to be as creative as we can and come up with reasonable solutions and coordinate with the county as they can assist us as well until we get the contractor on board, which is close. It's imminent.
Well, not only all that, then you went down to the Lockwood interchange and resurfaced and reformulated that. And you guys have been great with Story County, and I can't thank you enough. We all join in that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. But 342 is our main deal, and we hope to take on to the maintenance responsibilities. We're going to do a walkthrough very quickly. We're close, and I know Scott here wants to get us on down there to start maintaining it and plowing it, and we're happy to do that.
That's great.
Anything, Jack?
I hate to spoil the grand party here.
Jack.
Actually, I commend you, the Comstock and yourself for working diligently on 342. Now, I drove down and took a look, and it looks awesome. It's definitely what it was. You mentioned your concerns were I-80 and the snow removal. And that just kind of raised a flag. I've heard a couple complaints about the new interchange there at Lockwood has been repaved. However, you know, one of their biggest concerns was the on-ramp, the westbound on-ramp was too short, and I think they were all expecting it to be lengthened because it's kind of a hazard when you got 70-mile-an-hour cars coming up on you. I just wanted to let you know that's feedback that I got on that.
No, that's an excellent point. We're aware of that. It needs review and redesign. What we did right now is a temporary solution to the asphalt, making sure it's a better quality asphalt. We don't want it to fail, so we're basically doing an oil change, and we're doing some work on the structure itself as well. But yeah, that interchange, Lockwood and USA Parkway interchange, because of the just tremendous growth, increased truck traffic and car traffic, the length of need for that particular ramp, it needs to be widened at some point, and it's going to get in the queue. I know I've heard some discussions already to start making that happen, and that's going to be more involved. We're going to probably have to take out some of that hillside. We're going to have to work with an adjacent property owner, and so we didn't want to just mess around and just wait for that. We wanted to hit the oil and change out that oil on the riding surface as quick as possible.
It is on the list to be done.
I don't know if it's on the list. I know it's been discussed, but I can certainly look into...
It's a tight merge. If you come off there a lot with the traffic on there, you've got to be... You know, for those of us that are a little more senior, our necks don't flip around quite that fast anymore.
You need to... Acceleration is required. If you don't have acceleration and the traffic is bearing down on you, they're hungry to get to Reno.
Once they're all driving Teslas, they won't have any trouble accelerating on the freeway.
There you go.
That's great.
Thank you.
Scott, did you want to weigh in on anything? You want to add to it?
For a change, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, I do have one thing to add too. A whole bunch of us, Mike included and Denny, have a meeting with some of the NDOT staff on December the 16th up here for an annual resource plan. And that's when we usually will make sure that if Lockwood Exit 22 is not on their plan, then we'll do everything we can to encourage them to get on there. So that'll be discussed on the 16th with whoever's coming up from you guys.
Okay. Great. That's excellent.
Perfect.
Anything else, commissioners?
No. Thank you, Mr. Dyson.
Thank you.
From Community Chest, Sean? Sean Griffin?
Good morning. Just a few brief updates. Sean Griffin, Community Chest. The health center is going great guns. They are scheduled on the half hour. and walk-in visits every 15 minutes. They can accommodate both in Lockwood and here. The response has been great from the people. I'm thrilled with the staff from Nevada Health Centers. I've told them that many times. I think they understand what we're trying to do, and it's working. And so after a long time, I think we got it right. We had a very good fundraiser for the library Saturday night at Piper's. Heidi DeRose spoke. We had over 50 people. It was a wonderful event. Powerful author, a lot of humanity. And I think, again, another great event for the library. Barrick very kindly supported it. So we were able to bring an author of her caliber in. She won a major literary prize with her debut novel. We couldn't have done that without Barrick's support. Lastly, on the building on Phase 2, this week I will hear on the final foundation request to get six foundations support to go back to our lead foundation gift request in January. I'm optimistic all six are going to step up. Five have. And that will get us in a very strong position to request a lead gift from a major foundation. And hopefully we'll have the funds soon to build Phase 2. If not, we're going to have a great wake. Any questions?
Just a quick comment. I had a meeting in Lockwood last week, and just following up on your comments, they are delighted with the nurse and the services, and pretty much everyone there was very complimentary. It's a great program. Thanks so much for that.
You're welcome, Lance. Marina works as the nurse down there, and she's just exceptional. And same with Leslie Thompson, the PA up here. They could work, you know, without any resources. They could work in a tent in the middle of the desert. They'd be wonderful. They're that good. They just, nothing fazes them. They'll do whatever it takes. And the difference this time is Nevada Health Centers up here is bringing their medical receptionist staff. So we have someone, we have two people in addition to the nurse in the office every Wednesday here. And the numbers are increasing so fast. I think now the real issue will be when do we go to 2 and 3 days? So that's another great problem to have. That was always the hope, that we'd have it, you know, so well staffed and utilized that we would be able to run it all week. That's the point of it. Finally, we hired a new librarian, Sandy Dolesky. Chris Klug is retiring. She has to take care of her parents in Yarrington. But she'll be training the new librarian and volunteering with us, and we're thrilled about that. Sandy has 14 years of library experience, both at SNC College in Tahoe and then in Dayton Elementary. So we have a strong library crew, and I'm thrilled about that. That's the news from Lake Wobegon.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Moving up next on community services, Sherry Devin.
Good morning, Commissioner. Sherry Nevin for the record. Just a quick update on the Mark Twain Income Survey. We're still whittling away at that. We're down to 18 responses needed. We're working with UNR. It's their kind of final season right now. Once they finish that up in about 1 to 2 weeks, they're going to assist us with making some phone calls to the residents, encouraging those that haven't completed the survey to please do so. If you know anyone in the Mark Twain community, if you wouldn't mind just, you know, telling them if they haven't sent their survey back, please do that. We would appreciate it. We are just short 18 responses.
When is our deadline, Sherry, on that?
We don't really have a deadline. I wanted it to be, of course, before now. I was kind of shooting for mid-November, but that just didn't happen. I mean, we just you can't force people to do something, so it's just continuing to put the word out there and help them. So as soon as we can get it done, I'm hoping by the end of the year that we'll be able to get those needed responses in.
We have a Christmas party coming up down there here shortly.
We do.
Maybe we could do a little lobbying at that time.
Yep, I'll be there as well. So, and the board down there has been really good about reaching out to their neighbors and asking them. And we've got a few responses back from them reaching out, too. So we're doing everything we can do to make sure that residents are aware how important that is to us and get that wrapped up here. Also, free radon test kits are available again this year at our library starting today. They'll be available from today through February 29th. Anyone here in Story County can pick one of those kits up for free. They've got all the instructions there at the library. At the January 19th meeting, we'll have the UNR Cooperative Extension here at this meeting to give you guys a presentation similar to what they did last year. So That's all I have for today. If you have any questions for me.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sherry. Moving along now. From Planning Department. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record, Story County Planning. So just a couple things I wanted to bring up. Was going to discuss State Route 342. Thor did a fine job of that, and it's been great working with the team and trying to get that project done. I did inform some of the people in the community that I'd work with our team and see if we can get an update on our Facebook page, and it'll be part of this e-blast as well, as we're getting quite a few calls, people just asking what the status of that is. We did meet, we've talked a little bit on this board about transportation out of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, whether it's bus or rail or something, in the next 1 year to 20-year period. And the master plan workshops that we've been engaged with over the last 5 years has also discussed potential for transportation in that area. So far, van pools have proven to be successful. We have two additional more van pools going out there, V-Ride and the Washoe RTC, that's collaborating with us and providing subsidies for people that want to do van pooling with each other for Tri-Center. Have been able to advertise and reach all of our company employees and actually set up shop in front of our restaurants out there and provide $5 tickets to go in and have something to eat if they'll just listen to a spiel for about 5 minutes on, you know, how you can be riding one of these vans too with you and your friends. Our team, including myself, have been going to the companies and talking with all the department directors and sometimes even getting into employee meetings to try to promote these. They've been successful, but we're getting to now a point of maybe taking it another step for the next medium to long-term plan. And we did meet with the Washoe RTC folks, including the department director, Lee Gibson, and his chief staff. And it's nice to see that their team is taking a realistic approach to transportation issues at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, and that they're working with us and coming up with some realistic numbers for employees, realistic numbers for traffic, and even assessing in a different light the EPIC report put out by EDON and looking at those numbers versus other reality numbers. So I just want to kind of give at least a shed of light that we are working with the Washoe RTC and possibly one day networking with them and participating in some kind of transportation for the industrial center to help out with our needs out there. It's looking better than before, and we might have some opportunities coming our way. I'll be happy to give you all updates along the way. We have heard through the Planning Commission meetings as well as the newspaper postings that there is a pocket park being proposed or a pocket plaza being proposed at the corner of C Street and Taylor Street, the old Black and Howell building site or that vacant lot. We are having a mandatory contractors meeting that will happen at that place at December 3rd at 9:30 in the morning. This will allow potential contractors of the area to go and look at the site and develop a bid and see what the cost might be to build that project. I want to reemphasize that that project really is not a permanent park. It's really phase one to a permanent building at that location. And we're trying to, in an effort to save cost, is to put all the structural engineering, the foundations, the first floor, all of that in place to accommodate a building there one day or another. It'll probably be 7 or 8 years from now. But then we won't have to tear all that down and then build a building. It'll essentially be the first phase. So that's so far looking good. Anybody's welcome to contact my office if they like to see renderings of that park, what it'll look like. It's very simple, but it's very elegant. And take a look. And last, as far as the master plan, the Planning Commission and our team have been meeting every once a month at the minimum on master plan workshops. We've met in all of the communities of Story County, and we're now at that critical mass where the housing element and transportation and land use and all of the major parts of the master plan are in draft form. They're almost done. They're on the website. Anybody can look at them at any time, and anybody can comment on them at any time to me directly or to come to Planning Commission workshops and do it there. And so we are at that point now where I'm asking individual planning commissioners, I'm asking community leaders and people, are you guys comfortable with where the plan's going on all of our potential land use patterns that will happen in Virginia City and our other communities in the 5 and 10 and 20 year period? So we are anticipating that this plan is going to come in for a landing sometime about March or April, and at that point we'll be doing the finalization work and getting it prepared for this board for consideration of adoption after the Planning Commission makes its recommendations. So anybody is welcome to contact me anytime about questions of the master plan or go to the website. That's it.
Good. Any questions for Austin?
Thank you.
Great report. Thank you, Austin. Public Works Director, Mike Nevin.
You see April. Good morning, commissioners and staff. Mike Nevin, Public Works Director, for the record. Just a couple of things here that I'd like to make mention. I've been unable to attend a couple of meetings, so Ann, you'll have to bear with me. You only got about 10 minutes today. Yeah. Of recent, we've replaced about 700 feet of a water main water line that runs along State Route 341 from about the Fourth Ward School to the intersection of F Street. We've had issues with that particular line over the last year, and of recent had three blowouts on it within like a month. So we're finding that some of the materials that were utilized back in the day, about 30 years ago, were corrosive to the pipe materials and were eating the pipe from the outside in. So that line has been replaced, and hopefully we won't have any further issues with it from here on out. The courthouse roof project status, about probably 99% complete. We will be scheduling a final walkthrough with the contractor to address any additional issues as far as a punch list is concerned. A lot of the issues that we had have been addressed, so it should go pretty smoothly. And now while we got some decent weather, hopefully we can do that sooner than later. We continue to work with the Bureau of Land Management on the water and sewer potential projects that are coming up. As you know, the board took action consent to approve the loan and grant agreement with USDA for the sewer project, and to the tune of over $13 million. So as we move forward, there are some concerns that needed to be addressed with some amendments to existing BLM right-of-ways in order to include some important water projects that are needed along some of the west areas of Virginia City here, and more so on the main line between Virginia City and the Five Mile Reservoir, and that will be to include requests for additional right-of-ways that aren't currently existing. And we met about a week ago at their office in Carson City with the engineering firm, and it should move fairly rapidly now. Some of the information that was needed by their realty specialist in Carson City have been forwarded to those folks, so if we continue down that road. So just moving along. As far as the Marlette system, I've made mention a couple of times about that section of the siphon that resides underneath a portion of Interstate I-580. That line section is scheduled to be replaced no later than April of 2016. Marlette has taken the lead on that portion of it, working with the Department of Transportation and the contractor. There may be some area where Story County will have to enter into an MOU with the Marlette system, and I think that Keith Loomis has been in contact with Susan Stewart at the AG's office to work out some of those details. So that project is still, you know, high priority, and of course that's where the siphon pressure is the highest, and that pressure in that particular section of that 1875 pipe can exceed 675, 700 PSI, depending on time of year. Last week, I had the opportunity to accompany both the contractor and the engineer on the Milan Drive extension in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park. We did develop a small punch list with about three items that needed to be addressed. So once those items are addressed and we get a request to accept that dedication back to Story County, it should go fairly smoothly. And that's just under a mile of roadway extension there. So it turned out real nice. Other than that, that's about all I got today for you. Unless you got questions of me.
Anything for Mike?
No?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Virginia City Tourism. Danny Dodson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Just one quick update. As you all know, that our last major event of the year is this Saturday, Christmas on the Comstock. We're expecting great weather, and Katie's working hard on lineups for the parade, and it should be, as usual, a special time here on the Comstock with one new addition. And I want to make this announcement. I apologize for being a little bit late. We are looking to possibly enhance our 4th of July fireworks show. You say, how could you do that? We've got one of the best shows in Northern Nevada. Well, we're thinking about doing it. We've actually kind of went out to bid a little bit, and we have a couple of proposals that we're looking at. One of the companies has suggested a test shot from a different location in town that will allow us to shoot a bigger and better show, maybe even at multiple locations. To do that, we want to see what it looks like. So he's volunteered to shoot a fairly large fireworks show in coordination with the fire department and the permit process on Saturday right after the parade. So a shell that is estimated to go up close to 700 feet. So just wanted to make that announcement that there'll be a special shot. If you got dogs and small children and what have you, and you hear a big boom, it shouldn't be a big show, just a one or maybe two shots will go up. So that's all I have at this time.
Anything for Danny?
Great. Thank you, Danny. Over to the community development side, Mr. Haymore. He's on the phone.
I can go. I can put somebody else in front of you. I'll put somebody else in front of you. It's okay.
How about we move along to the sheriff? Sheriff Jerry?
Nothing today.
Mr. Attorney Langer?
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Whitten.
A couple of quick things. By approving the consent agenda, just so everybody's clear, we have rescheduled the meeting for December 15th that we did cancel at the last meeting. So there was, as the chairman indicated, a couple of pressing things that we want to get done before the end of the year. So that meeting will be same time, same place, 10 a.m. right here on December 15th. All three commissioners were out in Lockwood late in the summer, And an issue was brought to their attention of a safety issue involving a trench that one member of the community had trenched in to hopefully connect water to the community garden, I guess. You guys asked us to fix that. We hit several roadblocks along the way. And this morning we got all of our signals squared away, and Mike will have a crew out there and get that covered up pronto. I thank you for your patience. Okay, so it's being covered as we speak, regardless of whether a lock has to be cut off a gate or not. So, and then last, and this was the fun part of probably my last 2 weeks, there was a Polish trade delegation brought in part by the Governor's Office of Economic Development in cooperation with both EDON and GOED. On Wednesday, Austin and I got to take about 55 of them on a Amador bus through the park. And it was a fun experience. So I thank you, Lance, for letting us field that one while you fielded others. It seems, as you have said, we're more in the tour guide business now almost than anything else. But there were some very key business people on this delegation. And if you can imagine topping a Wednesday afternoon bus tour early Thursday morning, NNDA wanted to bring them up to Virginia City and Piper's Opera House. And I have to tell you, it's fortuitous that you were here and delivered coffee. Melanie and Eric delivered one of the most scrumptious brunches, breakfasts, that I think Piper's has ever seen. There were smiles on their faces that we did not need any translator to interpret. We knew that it was a delicious meal. So I thank you guys very much. It was a great hit. So, and with that, I'm done.
Very good. Okay.
On the community garden, somebody put a padlock on the gate. Does the county put a padlock on the gate?
We did not. This was one individual, a self-appointed committee of one, apparently. And
is this a county garden?
Yes, it is. On county property.
Okay, on county property. So correct. The county should, if anybody's going to lock it, it should be the county. The county has a key to it.
That is correct, and there's no reason to lock it, in my opinion, other than the safety issue.
So that might have been the issue to lock it up, because there was the ditch. You saw the ditch out there,
yeah.
I think. The trench, that was probably a safety issue. So. Yeah. And Mike's got a master key to all padlocks.
It wasn't locked, I don't think, when we were around.
This master key will probably be a bolt cutter.
That's exactly what I was referring to.
All right.
Okay, and we'll go back to Mr. Haymore now. Director of Community Development.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Making sure we keep things going down there. Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity. As Lance alluded, we are seeing a lot of business licenses coming in, close to 200 just on the Tesla project, the Switch project, and other projects there. I'm happy to announce that this week we'll probably give a temporary CFO to BI Nutraceuticals. That's a new company that's coming out of California that takes material from 400 countries throughout the world, and they grind them, they sterilize them, and they prepare them to go to these natural food companies that make pills and stuff, and that's an exciting company that we met with. And they're moving into Story County. Jeannie is here from Fulcrum, and I'd like Jeannie to get a hold of the newspaper, because my office is getting filled with a lot of calls now that their new facility is going up on the side of the mountain there at Lockwood, and everybody wonders what that big metal building is going up. So Fulcrum is under construction. The metal building's going up, well online, looking at some full operations in the middle of next year for that MRF plant to go in operations. We have meetings and equipment coming in as soon as December on that project. The Tesla project is going very well, very fast. We have Tesla in the first part of the 280,000 square foot building where they are assembling their power walls and delivering them to their customers. And the rest of the Gigafactory, it's our inspectors, both fire and building, are almost there all day long. time they inspect on the first floor, new walls go up on the second and third floor. If I'm not there, the new walls go back down on the first floor. So they are going very fast at a rapid pace. We expect equipment coming in December on that facility. The Aqua Metals building, if you go along Peru, you'll see a big block, 12-inch block wall, about 40 feet tall. That's a separation wall. The metal building comes in next week, and that building will start going up. A week and a half ago, back out at my 1 o'clock pours. My wife loves me leaving at midnight. But we had our first big pour on the slab for Switch. We did the Aqua Metals, and we're completely continuing the pours in Tesla. And so the concrete pours are back in full swing going with that. We have been very lucky in Story County, and I think we've been very blessed with all the new industrial projects that are going on. A lot of the other counties are starving, and it's still in the recession. I am meeting constantly with new clients that Lance is selling land to. One closed escrow on some hotel land. We're talking to them on hotel land. Actually, we got 4 hotel projects right now that are talking to us all at the same time. We are doing inspections constantly. We have a new dentist going in right next to the Renown. I stopped by and asked Renown how they're doing because I was a little worried, and they told me that they had 26 patients the day before. So they're picking up also. I was just called by Fritz Klinger on a couple of projects down there. We will now give a C of O to Zulily's new pit modular. That's 3 floors. And Pat might have explained in an earlier meeting, a lot of our businesses down there, we have 3-4 floors in there. The same thing in Tesla. There's actually 4 floors in there. And so you might have a 200 or 250,000 square foot building with 4 floors of workspace, which is over 1 million square foot of workspace. Zulily went from an unautomated to over, I think we're right about $15 million of automation in there. They have completely gone full automation. We also have gave a C of O to Jet.com, new company, kind of exciting, which was one of our old companies that was Diaper.com that sold out to Amazon.com, and now he has started Jet.com. And so we have that. We have a new company that is Chewy.com. It was a new start out, and now they're going to expand to another 565,000 square foot building. So we're getting to see, we're given bids on permits for $35 million million square foot buildings every day. So we're very lucky to be doing a lot of work out there and see it a lot. Plus, local people here building houses in Virginia City Highlands and in Virginia City. The Fane building that's going up, it's an exciting building going up on the Gold Hill Divide. You see that metal building going up with the road closed. Not too many people are going up there, but drive up there when that road's open, and you'll see that building framework going up. So with that, do you have any questions for me or my staff?
What are you going to do tomorrow?
We're having meetings already. Pat is in... started the 7:30 meetings, and so we start meetings down at Tri very early, too.
I'm just curious, where is all the cement coming from?
People asked. American has set up a concrete plant right across USA Parkway in Washoe County, and that's where the majority of it. But just to let you know, when we were pouring the Tesla big foundations and stuff, there was 250 concrete trucks running. They had 4 plants in the Reno providing that concrete. Those trucks were from Folsom. They had Folsom concrete. They had Elk Grove concrete trucks. They had Nevada City concrete trucks. They were coming from all over in California. They brought that many concrete trucks in just to handle the concrete pours. What surprised me is you could not get rebar. You could not get rebar on the West Coast because the rebar companies couldn't stay up with the rebar. So if you've been out there to see it, it's just every day the landscape changes. And so it's been a great team of Story County and you commissioners, Pat Whitten. I filled emails. Pat could probably tell you one of little Harris Gas yesterday that we needed to get a project done within 30 days for a new big – actually, it's one of the biggest Texas generating companies in the United States – is going to actually buy one of those blue buildings from Kathleen Harris, and they have to be in by January 1st. Excuse me. Please. Not Kathleen. That's
no, you're good. You're good. Are they buying or leasing? I thought they were leasing.
They're leasing with the buy option. Okay. They're leasing with the buy option. So with that, Mike's team, Gary's team, we all work together, talk. Pat, Austin, it's you know, the sheriff department down there yesterday, we had another looky-loo on top of the mountain, and the security, that's becoming a problem, is the switch and the looky-loos. We had a meeting with eBay. eBay will have full plans in by the middle of January for their server farm. So it's going forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's safe to say people are coming from all over the West, flying in here. We've had, probably a dozen bus tours with Almanor full of 40 to 45 people. They just keep asking and asking. And, you know, you mentioned that Story County is very busy. We're probably the most incredible park in the nation today, yeah, bar none. They're coming from all over the world to look what in the world's going on.
We have more construction going on in the industrial park than Clark County does right now
in
with
Clark
their
County.
Big project. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you, Gene. All right. We have April Inlow from the Story County Senior Center this morning.
Good morning. Just a couple things. So the Christmas holidays are coming up, and we started doing Christmas baskets for our homebounds about 8 years ago. And so that whole thing is just bombshell because our homebound program's gotten really large. We've with Mark Twain, it's just flourished. So this year, last year we did about 20, and this year we're doing 45. So that's really cool. So we're starting on that. And then during the Christmas parade, we're going to do roasted chestnuts. So we're going to do that in front of the Mark Twain. So if anybody's at the Christmas parade this year, come by in front of the Mark Twain, and I'll be roasting chestnuts. Really? We'll give you a few free chestnuts.
Is that going to be down at the Senior Center here?
No, we're not going to do it at the Senior Center because nobody will come down there and buy anything. But we'll do that during the Christmas parade, the Parade of Lights, right in front of the Mark Twain.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, April. County Clerk, nothing today? Did I get everybody?
I think you're good, sir.
Okay. All right. We're going to move along now to item number 13. These are board comments. Commissioner McGuffey?
I don't really have anything to say this week other than I'd like to thank the Roasting House for supplying the coffee this morning. Thank you very much.
It was delicious.
Terrific. Vice Chairman?
No, sir. I don't have anything this morning. Thank you.
Nothing today? Anyway, just came off a great holiday weekend. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. I always like to say a few words when we have some residents who've moved on, pass on to a greater world. And we recently lost Ivor Clausen. He's from Ike. He refereed grammar school basketball up here for about 30 years. We didn't find out until we became adults that our coach always told him to stick it to us. It would make us a better ball player. And so he told us that after we reached the legal age of imbibing in adult beverages. So anyway, we're going to miss Ike. And another semi-local was Terry Tankersley. His wife is Kim Tankersley, who owns the All Aboard Gifts. She's brother to Tom Gray, who owns the railroad. And also Terry's sister, Judy Tankersley, longtime Virginia City resident who's now up in Alaska. But Terry and Ike are now gone. And
I didn't know that.
And then, of course, we haven't met in a month. So it's been a lot of stuff, tragedy in the world. So our hearts and prayers go out to those in France.
loss of 130 lives there to the terrorist, and of course we lost an American there too, a student at Long Beach State. So anyway, that concludes my comments, and we'll move on now to item number 14. This is discussion and possible action, consideration and possible approval or denial of a resolution authorizing the reimbursement of expenses incurred by Fulcrum Bioenergy Incorporated and others from the proceeds of economic development revenue bonds for an expanded project which recycles solid waste into renewable fuels. I think Keith Loomis had drafted this. So who's going to take the lead
on this? I can. This is actually very simple. Ms. Benedetti is here, as Dean mentioned. I don't know if she really wants to say anything. Jeannie and Dean and I and others have been working together for probably the better part of at least 10, if not longer, years on this project. And this resolution today actually first got legs back in September of 2008. They have been working on different financing mechanisms, and this would allow the company to bond and get some very attractive rates and very attractive financing out there to help them with the project. However, I can tell you since 2008, a lot has changed. Technology, R&D, the whole scope of this project. I don't know that we were looking at a big Smurf building when Dean first mentioned, that one going up by the landfill. So all this does simply is it takes that 2008 resolution that we passed in support and change their end product. At the time, they were going to do ethanol fuel. Since then, its dynamics have changed. I believe last I knew, currently we're looking probably mostly at a jet fuel process, but that again can change over time. So to make it more applicable and flexible in the future, their councils have recommended that we just change the end fuel product to renewable fuels, giving us that latitude and flexibility. Keith did the legal research on it, found no reason not to, but as an abundance of caution, also went to our bond counsel, John Swinside, who concurred. So the resolution that you have before you today, I'll just read the header, is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of Story County declaring its intent to undertake the financing of a solid waste to renewable fuel project and related actions and prescribing other detail in connection therewith. And I might add one thing that I don't know made it into Keith's report, but when we were asked to do this back in 2008, I recall specifically going to Swinstein and Stearns and asking if we had any potential liability in doing this, and we do not. This is strictly liability on Fulcrum. We are just supporting their efforts in our county. Jeannie, did you want to add anything?
Good morning. I apologize. I have a call. Jeannie Benedetti for Fulcrum Bioenergy for the record. I appreciate you considering the revision of this resolution. We're always, of course, being a company and developing first-of-a-kind technology, looking for ways to make sure that we're doing things in the most cost-effective way. I did want to add something in that Dean had made a comment about how his staff works with all the companies that are looking at siting here in Story County. For 8 years, we've worked with your staff. And I had the opportunity recently to bring in our technology, one of our technology providers, TRI, who's providing the gasification. And we met with Dean, and not only did Dean show up, but Pat showed up, and the fire department was there, and Stacy was there. And our technology partner was so impressed that the decision makers were in the room to address the questions and comments that they needed to proceed with the development of their technology and go into engineering. And so it just went to show how Story County is just so proactive and has always done what they could to support businesses and find solutions. So I want to thank you.
I think as well, we're very blessed to have you folks here. We all talk about technology changing our world and our lives and are answering the problems that are coming along. And I just, for me, bottom line, here you folks are taking trash that ordinarily we have a real issue in every community in the nation. Mm-hmm. And you folks are converting that now to fuels. And it's spectacular. It's here in Story County. It's leading edge. It's technology. It's green. It's phenomenal. And thank you for all the work and effort you guys have put in.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You know, it's when I talked at EDON recently, we were celebrating the day in the movie Back to the Future that was the future. And this is the future. You know, they put a banana in the car back then. That's what we're doing. We're converting garbage to jet fuel.
Jet fuel. It's phenomenal.
It'll be mixed and put in your airplanes, so it's pretty impressive technology.
It's too bad you can't get a Made in Nevada sticker on that fuel.
Exactly. Well, any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This time we'll ask if any public comment. Seeing or hearing none? Okay, commissioners, look for a motion to approve.
So I move to approve the resolution authorizing the reimbursement of expenses incurred by Fulcrum Bioenergy et al. From the proceeds of economic development revenue bonds for an expanded project involving the recycling of solid waste into renewable fuels.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 15. This is discussion only. Possible action, approval of resolution 15-432, 2015 Story County Business of the Year. Mr. Dotson.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. You know, we all know how hard it is to run your own business. Whether you're here in Virginia City or here in Northern Nevada or anywhere in the country, you got a lot of challenges, whether it's the financial or the capital you got to put up front, it's the regulations, it's the employment, the employees that you're looking for, business climate, do I get the traffic, the advertising, marketing plan. There's a lot you put into it. And often it gets overlooked. Each year, Story County department heads, namely the myself, community services, community development, and planning, like to get together and nominate and say thank you to a business each year that we recognize as really giving back to the community. Some of the criteria for the award would be leadership and entrepreneurship, product or market innovations, significant business achievement, sales or employment growth, possible technological advancement, excellence in community relations, environmental conscience, customer service and reliability, high standard of employee relations, contributions to the economic health of Story County and Virginia City, and then a success in filling a marketplace need. And with that, I thought it would be only appropriate if we had had coffee at one of these commission meetings with half the people falling asleep sometimes. We need something to wake us up, and kind of tied in perfectly with this year's recipient. You have folks that came in and really rejuvenated a building that had been sitting there for a long time, kind of abused, and have provided something that we've desperately needed, a place where we can, myself, love to do business in the morning. That was something that we needed here in Virginia City. We all know that a lot of business is done in the evening at some of the taverns and saloons, but this offered an option. But with that, again, created something that I believe we desperately needed in Virginia City. And with that, staff would like to recommend that the Story County Business of the Year be awarded to Eric and Melanie Troska and the Roasting House. So, I'll go. If you guys will come on up here.
There's a couple things for you.
You guys hear a nice little plaque over there. And we have something else for you. Maybe we can get Mr. Chairman there to read a nice resolution that we have for you guys.
You got it for me? Yeah. Very good. This is resolution number 15-432, a resolution honoring Eric and Melanie Troska. Is that correct? Troska, did I get that right? Thank you. And the Roasting House as the 2015 Story County Business of the Year. Whereas this award will be given to a Story County business
or organization that has shown significant contributions towards the economic stability in Story County. Whereas Eric and Melanie Troska and the Roasting House have shown extraordinary entrepreneurship, market innovation, strong community relations, and contributions towards fulfilling a needed service in Virginia City. Therefore, let it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Eric and Melanie Troska and the Roasting House for their continued and exemplary service to the people of Story County. Passed and adopted this first day of December 2015 by the following, by unanimous vote. So.
Well, well said.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept this resolution.
I will hereby make the motion to approve the resolution 15-432, 2015 Story County Business of the Year, the Coffee Roasting House.
I gladly second that motion.
Moved and seconded to approve this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And unanimously passed. Great. Nice job, Denny. Who's going to handle the next one?
Mr. Gladden is going to start, okay. And we can read the resolution again.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to move on now to item number 16. This is discussion only with possible action. Approval of resolution 15-433 honoring Barbara Olin Mackey. Mr. Gladden, would you like to come up?
May it please the members of the commission, county officials, and staff, members of the business community, citizens, honored guests, and others in attendance here today. I stand before you today at the invitation of the Story County Commissioners to introduce Barbara Mackey as a preface to the reading of a commission resolution commending and honoring her for her exemplary service to this community as the executive director of the Fourth Ward School Foundation. Barbara is retiring after 15 years of dedicated service. But Barbara really needs no introduction from me or anyone else here today. Her accomplishments speak for themselves in that regard and are evidenced by that grand old Fourth Ward School building that stands at the south end of town. I was given the honor to introduce Barbara today because I was the president of what was then known as the Fourth Ward School Board of Directors 15 years ago that hired Barbara for the executive director position, or should I say, offered her the position that she thankfully accepted. But there is really nothing I can say here today that would do justice to what Barbara accomplished during the ensuing 15 years. The Fourth Ward School, as it stands today, is a far better testament to those accomplishments than could ever be put in words. When Barbara took the job 15 years ago, the Fourth Ward School Board was a fledgling and struggling organization that had as its primary goal the restoration and preservation of the Fourth Ward School building that was crumbling at its foundations. And that was a lofty goal, given that there was no money to accomplish it. Barbara not only accomplished that goal, which in and of itself would have been more than we had asked her to do, but she also transformed the Fourth Ward School into a nationally recognized museum, learning center, archive for genealogy research, and a distinctive destination of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. All things considered, in retrospect, that performance by her was nothing short of miraculous. I submit that Barbara's achievements and what was achieved under her leadership reflects great credit upon herself, Story County, the state of Nevada, and this great nation as a whole. Although we hate to see her go, she can go with the contentment of knowing that what she achieved here will remain a part of history here forever, and she will remain a constant companion of our memories forever. Thank you for a job done well beyond expectations, Barbara, which I'm sure the resolution that I understand Mr. Whitten will now read will elaborate on. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay. Mr. Wynn is going to read the resolution.
This is Resolution 15-433, whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has faithfully served as the Fourth Ward School Director with distinction for the past 15 years, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has coordinated lectures and tours of thousands of students, Rhodes Scholars, and museum and history visitors from all over the world, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has been at the forefront of marketing the Fourth Ward and Virginia City through web and social media, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has worked with organizations all over the United States with respect to marketing the Fourth Ward School and the Comstock, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has dedicated herself to the education and preservation of the history of the greatest mining center in the world, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey has created an archive center for the preservation of the Fourth Ward and entire Comstock history, and whereas Barbara Olin Mackey, through her diligent and dedicated service to the preservation and education of events surrounding the Fourth Ward and Comstock history, has become a great friend of Virginia City families, therefore, let it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Barbara Olin Mackey for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this first day of December 2015.
I want to thank all of you for entrusting me with this significant national treasure, and the Fourth Ward and all the, really, literally, it does take an army, and support of the commissioners over the years, and realizing that it is a valuable asset. And when I first started, one of the first projects I took on was writing the story of the Fourth Ward through a scholar in residence, which happened to be Susan James. And we found the article that mentioned that the Fourth Ward School, when it was constructed, in an early Territorial Enterprise newspaper article from November of 1876, mentioned that it is our pride today, but sometime will become our glory in the future. And I feel that it has become our glory with the help of the army that it has taken to get it there. And I appreciate all the help of the commissioners and staff of Story County, as well as the citizens and businesses throughout, not only Story County, but the state. So thank you very much.
That's great. Thank you, Barbara. We have a plaque we'd like to present to you, and it has your name on it, Barbara Olin Mackey, Fourth Ward School Director, 2000 to 2015. Story County thanks you for your dedication and appreciates the difference you have made in our community.
Thank you.
I bet you.
Thank you very much. And also, if I may take a moment to introduce Laura Mather, who will, I'm entrusting it to continue the journey for us all. And she will be starting January 1st.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
All right, Commissioners, if I can get a motion for the approval of Resolution 15-433, honoring Barbara Olin-Mack.
I hereby make a motion to approve Resolution 15-433, commending Barbara Olin-Mackey for 15 years of service as the director of the 4th Ward School.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and second to approve Resolution 15-433. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. All righty. Moving along now to item number 17. This is discussion and possible action. Approve and rank applications for the Community Development Block Grant funding for the 2016 cycle for submittal to the State of Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development. Ms. Devon.
Thank you, Commissioner McBride. Sherry Nevin for the record. The item you have before you today is to discuss comments received on potential applications and approve and rank applications prior to submittal to the State Community Development Block Grant Program. This is the third in a series of meetings for this particular grant program. The first time we came to you, we just gave you basically an overview of the program and projects that can be funded. We attended the November 19th Planning Commission meeting, where we discussed some of the projects and just gave everyone an overview of the projects that were being proposed. And today I'm coming before you with staff recommendations for projects to move forward for the full application. We can submit two projects. The first project that I am recommending is the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center General Improvement District Utility Geographical Information System. That's a mouthful project. Cost is estimated at $150,000 to $175,000. The second project that I'm recommending is the Story County Senior Center Sustaining Senior Access to Safe and Healthy Homes Homemaker Program, estimated project cost at $68,600. Staff has reviewed each of these projects and feels that they fit well within the scope of the grant program for funding. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center project will be a great benefit to the economic development activities in northern Nevada. The Senior Center project will be of direct benefit to seniors in Virginia City, Lockwood, and Mark Twain, providing needed services to help seniors remain in their homes and have suitable living environments. Upon your approval of this item, if that's what you choose to do, grant applications will be prepared and submitted to the state CDBG program by January 7th of 2016.
Very good. Do you have any questions on this, Jack?
No questions at all.
So I'm going to recuse myself because I have a pecuniary interest in the water and the sewer company at TRI. I think it's appropriate and using abundance of caution. So I'll recuse myself from discussion on this vote.
Very good. Do you have any comments on this?
We're very supportive. Actually, we're very appreciative of Sherry's efforts. CDBG is kind of like trying to catch a feather in the wind sometimes. They've undergone an awful lot of change this year. The TRI-GID was one that was really very well presented last year. It just did not get any traction. We're hopeful this year, and we're glad that April and her group as well have stepped up and offered additional programs to the people that we hope will garner their funding, and if not, we're perseverant. We will keep at it and keep at it because they're a dynamically changing grantee. Okay.
All right. This time we'll open up for public comment on this. Anybody have anything? Comments? Hearing none. At this time, Commissioner McGuffey, I'll look for a motion to approve and rank.
So are these placed in one and two?
Yes. They have to be given priority.
As stated.
Mm-hmm. As stated.
And that is the staff's recommendation as stated.
Yes.
Yep. TRI-GSI and the senior center is number two. Okay.
And the reason for that is there are some criticality issues out at TRI. We definitely need this type of study done, undertaken, so that we can better tie in our fire flows, all that stuff. We've got occasional issues that come up that could be best addressed by this process. So.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. I move to approve the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center General Improvement District Utility Geographical Information System
known as the GIS, as the number one project, and TBA is the Story County Senior Center Sustaining Senior Access to Safe and Healthy Homes, which is a homemaker program, as the number two project for the grant application submittal to the State of Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development for the 2016 Community Development Block Grant Program. Project one would be the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center General Improvement District Utility Geographical Information System, GIS. Estimated project cost is $150,000 to $175,000. And project two, Story County Senior Citizens Sustaining Senior Access to Safe and Healthy Homes, the Homemaker Program. Estimated project cost of $68,600.
Okay, I'll second your motion. So we have a motion and a second to approve this these applications as stated in your motion. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Item 18, we've already continued to January the 5th of 2016. Sure we can. I'll tell you what. How about if we go ahead? We've been going almost about 90 minutes. Well, say we take about a 10-minute recess.